The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dennett, after we check in periodically, review COVID-19 and some of the other related things. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, let's talk, first of all, on the world level. What's the information out there? How are things looking when it comes to COVID-19 internationally?
Well, from worldview, it's still a very active pandemic. Now over 38 million cases, more than a million deaths worldwide. Still very, very active pandemic in India, South America, and in the U.S. Places that had this kind of under control in Europe, now starting to see a huge increase in the number of cases. So worldwide, it is a bit scary. In the U.S., we've had a real increase in cases over the last week. Dr. Fauci has said that, you know, he's concerned that this surge is going to be problematic. And indeed, it appears to be very problematic in places like Wisconsin and the Dakotas, where they're running out of hospital beds. So unfortunately, we're starting to see that surge again. In Oregon, we've been kind of steady at 200 cases a day, but I think there's really an uptick in the last week, and it's likely to continue. In Douglas County, we had 31 cases last week, which was our most cases ever in a week. It's a little bit down this week, but we're still seeing gatherings. We're still seeing out-of-area travel be real factors in our outbreaks here.
So 31 cases, the most active week in the county since all of this began.
That is correct.
Wow. And going into fall, there are less opportunities to really do, you know, be more separated from people in an outdoor setting as the temperatures start to cool down and things like that. What's some of your thoughts about what people should be doing?
Well, again, things have not changed. We would avoid gatherings, wear face masks when unable to maintain social distance, wash your hands, and be very careful about travel. We do expect to see a spike in the fall for a couple of reasons. One, school's back. That will increase the mixing that happens. The weather has been much less good than it was a few weeks ago, so people will be doing more things inside. And just in the fall, there are some travel and conference things that happen that help to spread this disease.
Now, looking at the University of Oregon, Lane County has had a large increase in cases, while at the same time, much of the university is operating online, but some students are back living in dorms, things like that. I'm not sure if Corvallis has seen that as well.
So both U of O and OSU has seen problems, although I think there's been more at the U of O. Much of the spread at the U of O has not been in classes or in the supervised dorms, but has been on people living off campus or living in the fraternity system.
What about travel? You mentioned this time of year, sometimes there are things people need to go out and do. There are situations as well that come up where you've got to go check on sick family members and things like that, which may take you to places like Portland or even out of state.
Right. So out-of-state travel has been a real vector here in Douglas County. Because we've had a low rate of disease, it is not surprising that when people travel to areas where there's more disease, then they bring it back. And I have our list of our 18 states here where people have brought COVID to Douglas County. We're also seeing some of our outbreaks happen when people go to gatherings outside of the county. So we had one this week where somebody went to a professional gathering in a city for people were infected, and apparently now everybody in that group has been exposed. So those are the kinds of things that will spread this disease. And we're trying to keep our rate low because once our rate gets over 30 per 100,000, and that would be over 33 cases in Douglas County, then the schools will need to close. And we're absolutely adamant that schools are a necessary thing, especially for our K-3 population.
And that's been an interesting thing to watch because of the size of the school districts, because for some of them being remote from other districts, it's like every other school district in the county, every district has ended up with kind of a different plan of operation for now.
So the schools were allowed to make their own plans, and they've come up with different plans. I think all the plans have been really quite good. we have had two outbreaks in schools here, and we think they pretty much were well contained. So schools are going to be an issue, but since schools have so many positive aspects to them, we really want to be able to keep schools open.
What kinds of things, as this evolves, that are things that you're learning maybe about just dealing with a situation like this? I mean, as you've said before, nobody's ever dealt with anything quite like this, that it's alive at the moment. So what kind of things are you learning as a professional?
Well, we are learning that this disease is unlike almost any other disease we work with, in that most people don't give it to anybody else. So we're thinking now that 60 or 80% of the people, when they have the infection, it dies with them and it doesn't go any further. But then a small group of people, maybe 10 or 20%, spread it to many, many people. So they can spread it to 10 or 20 or 50 people. And there's no other disease quite like that. I mean, for example, in influenza, most people spread it to one or two people, but they spread it to one or two people. We rarely have a person with flu who spreads it to 50. And so that's one of the things that's really remarkable about this disease. The other thing that's remarkable about this disease is the incredible variability in symptoms. Some people who are asymptomatic, maybe 20% who are fully asymptomatic, and then others who are really symptomatic for months at a time. So the variability in this disease is really its most striking feature.
When I look at public comment about the situation, of course, it's all over the board. But one of the things that seems to come up a lot is people ask why, for instance, the Centers for Disease Control periodically say, well, okay, here's what we think now, and apparently we didn't have it right a few months ago. A lot of folks are trying to figure out how to trust things when the information coming from places like CDC keeps shifting.
Yeah, CDC has been problematic this year. You know, CDC is probably the premier disease control center in the entire world. But this year, there's been so much interference on all sides that has made their information somewhat less reliable than in the past. I think the Oregon Health Authority has probably done the best job at keeping good, concise, and reliable information.
Our County Public Health Officer, Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, a little update on COVID-19 this morning. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
839 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.